Germany weighs Huawei and ZTE 5G ban, Israel blames Iran for recent ransomware attack, and Meta's proprietary Llama AI model leaks on 4chan. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Caitlin Sori. Today is March 8th, and this podcast episode is brought to you by asset inventory and network visibility company Run Zero. Europol, Dutch, German and Ukrainian police are cracking down on core members of the Doppelpaymer ransomware gang. Two suspects were questioned in Germany and Ukraine, while German authorities issued international arrest warrants for three other suspects. German police say the three are core members of the Doppelpaymer gang and have connections to Russia. The Doppelpaymer crew commenced operations in 2019 as a spin-off of BitPaymer, a ransomware strain created by the infamous Evil Corp cybercrime cartel. The ransomware has been on the German police's radar since its attack on the Dusseldorf University Hospital, an incident that may have indirectly caused the death of a patient by causing them to be redirected to another hospital. In 2021, the gang tried to rebrand as Grief after its connections to the US-sanctioned Evil Corp cybercrime cartel slashed the number of victims willing to pay its ransoms. According to officials, the gang is believed to have carried out more than 600 intrusions and earned more than 40 million euros from ransom payments. Taiwanese hardware vendor Acer has confirmed a security breach after a hacker began selling 160 gigabytes of data stolen from one of the company's servers. According to the seller, the stolen data includes details about the Acer BIOS, confidential presentations, product documentation, ROM, and other binary files. Acer told PCMag the stolen files came from a server used by repair technicians. Llama, a collection of large language models developed internally at Meta, has been leaked on 4chan. Prior to the leak, Meta, Facebook's parent company, had provided access to the Llama model to select researchers from the AI community. While the leaker hid their identity using the Llama Anon 4chan username, Analytics India Mag notes that the Llama torrent file contained a unique identifier that would, theoretically, allow Meta to track down where the leaked files came from. Meta is yet to confirm or deny the leak. The German government is planning to ban the use of Huawei and ZTE equipment in its national 5G telecommunications network, according to German media reports. German officials fear Huawei and ZTE equipment could be used for Chinese espionage or sabotage. Previously, the German government gave the go-ahead for Chinese equipment to be used in its 5G network, but Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its use of the Nord Stream natural gas pipeline as leverage led to a major change of thinking in Berlin. According to German media, telcos that previously installed 5G technology from the two vendors may be forced to rip and replace the equipment. Israel has blamed Iranian hackers for a ransomware attack that crippled the IT network of the Technion Research University last month. Officials with the Israel National Cyber Directorate say a cyber espionage group named Muddy Water deployed a ransomware strain named Darkbit on the university's network. In February 2022, the US government linked the Muddy Water group to Iran's Ministry of Intelligence and Security. Lumen's Black Lotus Labs have identified a new campaign that targets business-grade routers in order to convert them into proxies that relay malicious traffic. Lumen says the campaign has been underway since at least July 2022 and has compromised 100 routers so far. Most of the infected devices are end-of-life Draytech Vigor 2960 and 3900 models. Once a device is compromised, Lumen says the attacker installs a never-before-seen remote access Trojan named Hiatus Rat that converts it into a SOX 5 proxy. The attackers also install a version of TCP dump through which they monitor email and file transfer traffic originating from an internal network connected to the router. Proofpoint says a Russian threat actor it tracks as TA-499 has spent the past year trying to lure politicians, celebrities and famous CEOs who have shown public support for Ukraine into embarrassing conversations. Researchers say that in most of the group's operations, TA-499 uses email to initially reach out to victims, typically posing as embassy employees, Ukrainian government officials and members of Alexei Navalny's staff. Proofpoint says the group's main task appears to be to lure unsuspecting victims into phone or video calls discussing controversial topics related to their support of Ukraine. These videos are then edited to discredit the subject and uploaded on YouTube and RuTube channels. Proofpoint believes the campaign is part of a Russian internal propaganda effort to denigrate critics of Vladimir Putin, international sanctions, and support its invasion of Ukraine. Researchers from Kudelski's security have discovered a novel attack on the ECDSA cryptographic algorithm. Named Polynonce, the attack can be used to extract the original signing key from ECDSA signatures generated with weak pseudo-random number generators. The researchers proved the attack by recovering private keys for hundreds of Bitcoin addresses that use weak PRNGs. They also say the attack can be used to recover signing keys for Ethereum wallets and TLS certificates. Microsoft's security team discovered that the official Android app for Shein, one of the world's largest fashion retailers, contained a hidden behavior that would periodically read the contents of the Android device clipboard and, if a particular pattern was present, send the contents of the clipboard to a remote server. According to Microsoft, any clipboard content that appeared to be a URL or contained a dollar sign symbol would be sent to one of Shein's API servers. Microsoft said it notified Google of the app's malicious behavior, and Google worked with Shein to have the clipboard data collection feature removed from the app in May of last year. That's all for this podcast edition. Closing the episode is Pierce Barry, principal researcher at Run Zero, introducing the company's Coin Challenge.
If you enjoy solving puzzles and like cryptography, Run Zero has a challenge for you. We've recently launched our Coin Challenge, which provides players with a series of puzzles to solve in sequence. And folks who successfully navigate all of the puzzles will receive a physical Run Zero Winners Challenge coin. You can find the link to the challenge starting page and rules via Run Zero's Twitter and Mastodon accounts at Run Zero Inc. or point your web browser at info.runzero.com/challenge-coin. Puzzles are nice for recreation, but not for work. Easily sort out what's on your network. Just visit runzero.com and start your free trial today.
That was Pierce Barry from today's sponsor, Run Zero. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.